Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Billy Knight, Rod Higgins, Joey Devine, Ernie Grunfeld, Elgin Baylor, Sean Keane, David Kahn, Isaiah Thomas, musical guest Swan, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, your temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine, and we are back with another episode this week. And as always, I'm here with permanent co-host Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Oh, you sound high.
I actually am not.
I know.
But, you know. I could have been. You don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're a bad boy. You're the bad boy of basketball podcasting. We all know this.
I'll say it.
Also, just full disclosure, some behind-the-scenes stuff. Sean has to be on his phone this episode, so it's going to sound slightly worse.
Slightly worse.
Only slightly. It'll also sound probably better than the first 100 episodes of this podcast.
And better than the worst setting episode when I was on a mountain at a weed farm.
We don't talk about that anymore.
That was when Trump first started going after Steph Curry. We were so young then.
We have a special podcast today.
Yeah.
Right? This is a special episode.
I'm going to say, because we're... I don't think there's any news that's better than this reader question that we got.
Yeah. Look, some more Draymond news came out today, but we both have nothing new to say. If that is still going on Monday, we will have stuff to say. But as of right now, like, whatever, we knew Draymond called him a bitch and also brought up free agency. I don't know. Before we get to what today's episode is about, I want to bring up, Sean, we've been getting a lot of reviews on our podcast lately.
Hell yeah.
And as always, of course, rate, review, and subscribe. We say that not because we know what it does, but because other podcasts do it, and we are nothing if not followers.
We are. And because of that, we are proud to announce we're bringing on Tim Miller, the Facebook ad buyer who pushed stories about Facebook being the victim of a George Soros Jewish conspiracy, and stories about Facebook being vulnerable to anti-Semitism. Thank you, Crooked Media. We're going to hire him once he gets fired.
Yeah, he's like their never-Trump Republican, right? On Pod Save America.
You know, he's the one who's like, I'm funny, but racist still?
Look, the most important thing is that I'm a white guy, and that's what Pod Save America is all about. The people who ruined America trying to save America.
Should I read one of these reviews?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, let's see if I can get a good one. We haven't read these in a while. Let's go with, oh, this one's weird. Marklar 2012 says 5 stars because it's important. Did you know that they can only give 5-star reviews on iTunes, Sean?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, they banned all the other star ratings because...
Yeah, you have to get an Android phone if you rate anything under 5.
You can't... they took away all the lower star ratings to own the libs.
You actually have to you can't use the iTunes store either. You have to go to mp3.com.
Yeah. But anyway, Marklar 2012 said, 5 stars, cutting edge NBA commentary. Listening to the Roundball Rock podcast helped me win my fantasy basketball league. Thanks, Roundball Rock podcast. Which, look, I read that one because that is definitely not true. We have never given fantasy basketball advice.
We've actually talked more about sexual fantasies than fantasy basketball.
100%.
And it's not really close.
In fact, last year we were in a fantasy basketball league that both of us just quit after like 3 days.
Yeah, it was just... They don't have the categories that we need, which are takes, meltdowns...
Asses eaten.
Yeah. Well, and we're proud to announce a partnership with DraftKings next year. Daily ass-eating fantasy.
So honestly, though, maybe Marklar 2012. Here's a theory. Maybe he was in that fantasy league. That's the only way we would have helped him win.
Yeah.
Is by being in it and forgetting to set our lineups.
Yeah, he's like, there's no way these guys are going to remember.
But anyway, today's episode, we've never done this before.
No.
We're going to focus on one single reader question. It was such a good reader question that this entire episode is going to be answering this reader question. And before I get to the question, I want to remind you, the listener, that you too can ask us questions whenever you want. Look, not to be a Danny LaRue about at the end of a Real GM podcast, but I try and answer every one.
Yeah, you do. And also, O'Reilly.
Auto parts.
You can tweet at us at roundrockpod or email us at roundrockpod@gmail.com. And also, if you'd like to work for us for free and run our Facebook page for us that we've just let wither and die, please let us know. Because we don't go there because that Pod Save America guy scared us off.
Cambridge Analytica tried to kill me.
Yeah. But yeah, should we get to our reader question?
Oh, absolutely we should.
This is Roundball Rock Reader Mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it Reader Mail? It is confusing for robots.
Reader David Jordan says, "Hey fam, I've not been a reader for long, but Roundball Rock has quickly become my favorite NBA podcast. Hell yeah, dude. One thing we've learned in his desperation for a title is that Daryl Morey is the NBA GM equivalent to the Halle Berry Make Me Feel Good scene from Monsters Ball. Question, what other notable sex scenes are equivalent to other GM's pursuit of a title? Thanks for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen. Dave."
The premise of that is completely amazing.
It is truly amazing. So here's what Sean and I did when we got this. Again, just some background. Sean and I got this email, said it was incredible, of course, and then proceeded to say, we need to do every GM.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I wrote the Eastern Conference and Sean wrote the Western Conference. We, and also very importantly, I felt, I don't know what Sean picked and Sean does not know what I picked.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we have kept a wall between our, we kept them separate.
Yeah, but we did like a Dexter. Day, we did a yeah. day of research and writing a piece mm-hmm. on this.
But we did it Offspring style. We kept them separated.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta keep them separated. So, Sean, how do you want to go through these?
Well, I have mine in alphabetical
order. I also have mine in alphabetical order.
But I believe you have the first alphabetical team, so you should go first.
Okay, I will go first. The Atlanta Hawks, new GM Travis Schlenk, mm-hmm. according to me, is the threesome in Wild Things.
Oh.
Because Vince Carter is like Matt Dillon in that his career has gone on way longer than anyone thought it would.
Uh-huh. That's really good. And, yeah, his brother Kevin Carter is tearing it up in the G League. No, he's not. He doesn't have that. That's good. Okay, so my first team is the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Don Nelson with two N's, mm-hmm. Son of the greatest living American, Don Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
His sixth scene is the one in Something's Gotta Give with Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Why old is that? Well,
because there's a lot of old people. They're fundamentally sound. And there's a beautiful young guy in that movie played by Keanu Reeves who they're like not into for some reason, and that's like Luka Doncic.
All right, I have the Boston Celtics with Danny Ainge.
Okay. Oh my god.
And the Boston Celtics are very clearly the sex scene in Demolition Man. With the helmets.
Oh yeah.
Because both Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens do not know how to have sex.
Yeah, that, oh yeah, that's like I would even have accepted like two pieces of paper with the word sex and then a question mark, like just pushed into each other and flipped rapidly like a flip book.
Yeah, kind of like that Miranda July movie where that little kid is sexting oh, yeah. with that adult woman and sends the butt like pooping back and forth.
Yeah, forever. So my next team is the Denver Nuggets,
mm-hmm.
and their GM is named Arturis Karnisovas, uh-huh. I think. I'm not sure. There's some accent marks.
I'm surprised you didn't write one about the Kroenke family here, but keep going.
I didn't write one about the Kroenke family, which would have been like, well, it would have been leaving Las Vegas, but just like desperate, but kind of cheap. I picked the sex scene from The Matrix Reloaded.
Can you explain what happens in that
sex
scene?
Like we've been waiting a long time for this very promising team of the future. And then a lot of times you see things happen and you're like, oh, this isn't going to be good at all. Like, why are they... They're not using their time wisely here. This is... Also, I think they're both gay. I don't think this is a good fit. Like much like the Denver Nuggets don't have a small forward, the love scene in The Matrix Reloaded doesn't have a heterosexual. So I think that's
I think the Kroenkes, we'll give a bonus mm-hmm. for the Kroenkes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think they're that sex scene in Watchmen. Because that family, they definitely sell one of those owls at Walmart, uh-huh. right? And also, it's really depressing and bad when you think yeah. about it too hard.
I actually had that scene assigned to former Phoenix Suns general manager Ryan McDonough. Just like, you spent a lot of money on something that was a terrible idea, and for some reason, someone let you spend years putting this together, and watching it makes you want to kill yourself.
All right. My next team is the Charlotte Hornets, and GM Mitch Kupchak.
Oh, right.
He is very clearly to me Kathy Bates in the hot tub scene from About Schmidt. He's old, but he's feeling frisky. And, you know, Jack Nicholson, probably fond of him, right?
I just imagine, like, Timofey Moskov showed up at the team facility and he made the same face that Jack Nicholson makes in that hot tub. He's like, ooh, second round picks?
All right, Sean, what do you got next?
Our next team is the Golden State Warriors, GM Bob Myers. I think this is clearly the Eyes Wide Shut orgy. Just like a lot of talent, but like not always coming together in the right ways. A lot of stuff is obscured behind the scenes, the way Steven Spielberg went and like cleaned it up. Also, it takes place at Joe Lacob's mansion.
See, I was going to say, this feels more like a Joe Lacob pick than a Bob Myers pick.
Well, I feel like they're in the same organization. Yeah, and so like, if you just took that and replaced every third topless woman with a Larry O'Brien trophy, that would be it.
My next pick is the Chicago Bulls, and I chose both Gar Foreman and John Paxson. And they are the guy in the bear costume blowing the other guy in The Shining. And all I wrote was, it's like they think we can't see them.
Just imagine Fred Hoiberg is like at the window and just has to keep watching it.
All right, Sean, what do you have next?
I have the Houston Rockets. I can't really top our reader said about I feel like we might have glossed over it in reading the question. How amazing that
Should I read it? Read that section again. One more time. Okay. Yeah. One thing we've learned in his desperation for a title is that Daryl Morey is the NBA GM equivalent to the Halle Berry quote "make me feel good" unquote scene from Monsters Ball.
I bet Dwight Howard has said that during sex as well. I would say clearly is Daryl Morey.
Definitely. It's the perfect take.
Yeah, the alternative scene I would say is Mickey Rourke in Diner.
Oh, with
just
the
because
dick and the
like
popcorn?
That's how analytics would tell you is the most efficient way to get a hand job. Thinking outside the box, but also inside the box.
So my next pick is the Cleveland Cavaliers and Kobe Altman. He is very clearly the pottery scene in Ghost, I think. Because he's being controlled by someone else and the thing they're building looks like fucking shit.
My next team is the Clippers with their GM Michael Winger. I had totally forgotten that that was the name of their GM.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Lawrence Frank.
Lawrence Frank
or Steve Ballmer
or Jerry West. It's actually just like that scene in Mad Men when Pete Campbell tells the story about like wanting to shoot a deer and make a woman cook it. Like, that's as close as Jerry West gets to sexual intercourse, is like a story about killing a mighty beast. But I think the Clippers front office is better. Actually, this goes for Michael Winger or Lawrence Frank. I think it's the scene where Joan Allen masturbates in the bathtub in Pleasantville. Because, like, they got rid of everybody, and now they're trying to get out of the black and white Lob City era.
Yeah, I like that. That's really good. So I have Ed Stefanski with the Detroit Pistons.
God, I forgot he was still around.
He is also the threesome in Wild Things. Because the Pistons roster would have been really hot in the 90s, but now it kind of sucks.
Yeah. You're like, wow, what? Reggie Jackson is like the Denise Richards of the NBA. So I have the Lakers and Rob Pelinka. And I think they're the train scene in Risky Business with Tom Cruise and Rebecca De Mornay. Because, like, it's an amazing experience, but you can tell they're paying for it. And, like, getting his LeBron James means they're in debt to the Guido the Killer Pimp of the NBA, Clutch Sports. And so, like they had to basically, like, to keep their Fabergé LeBron James, they had to, like, buy a Kentavious Caldwell Pope off the back of a truck. Also, Tom Cruise's friends are Bronson Pinchot and Booger from Revenge of the Nerds, which are the 80s cinematic equivalents of JaVale McGee and Led Stevenson.
All right. Next, I had the Indiana Pacers and Kevin Pritchard.
Okay.
And I said they're the scene in Don't Look Now with Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland.
Oh.
Because legend says that the two are having actual sex in this scene. That is like a big Hollywood thing that people always talk about.
Yeah, reporters said that. Yeah.
And last year, I thought the Pacers were a fake good team, but now I'm pretty sure they're real.
They're real.
Also, they're both very, very white. And you know how much Indiana likes that.
That's a really good point. So my next one is the Memphis Grizzlies, and I have the love scene from Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, featuring Marissa Tomei.
I almost used this one and did not.
It's
upsetting.
Don't watch it. It's upsetting. It's like the grit and grind of sex scenes.
Of the sex scenes in that movie are gross. It's like dirtiest, grossest Ethan Hawke possible. And then peak, like, sweaty Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That was like after seeing Ethan Hawke in that, I'm like, I think he really doesn't shower in his real off-screen life either. Like, it's too legitimately grungy. And then, like, you just kind of feel bad for Marissa Tomei. She's like, if Mike Conley Jr. had made the All-Star team like his rookie year, he'd be like Marissa Tomei, where it's just like, oh, he just keeps doing good work, and they just, why is he paired with all these people that are past their prime?
All right, I'm next, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought about Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Also, that scene is like 2 minutes into the movie. Like, you don't get any time to prepare yourself for that.
All right, my next team is the Miami Heat and Pat Riley. And he is basically any scene in Secretary. Because, like, Pat Riley is for sure, like, a slimy businessman dom, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah. For sure. Oh, yeah. Well, he, like, makes all his players take topless photos of themselves and then, like, shows them to him all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You crawl across the floor, Dion Waiters.
All right, who you got next, Sean?
I have the Minnesota Timberwolves with... Thibodeau and Layden, because and I picked the scene from the movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon, because the Jimmy Butler experience is essentially like being on a roller coaster with a psychopath who's trying to finger you
while a cover of Wild Horses plays,
which is Lou Oldang's favorite song.
The next guy I had is John Horst, the GM of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, yes.
And he is any of the sex scenes with Tommy Wiseau in the room. Because I don't know who this guy is, but I cannot look away. All right, what who you got next, Sean?
I have the New Orleans Pelicans, Dell Demps, and I have the Mickey Rourke, Kim Basinger scene from 9 and a Half Weeks, because he's just pulling stuff out of the back of the fridge and throwing it together. It feels like it works. Also, I kind of feel like Mickey Rourke would get involved with New Orleans Pelicans basketball somehow. Just like looming at center court, like still holding that tiny dog. Well, actually, his tiny dog died. I think he has a new tiny dog. But also, like, much like how the roster has gotten many facelifts, so too has Mickey Rourke.
My next team, I had the New York Knicks and Steve Mills.
Oh, Steve Mills.
And he's the masturbation scene in Black Swan. because it looks like he's doing the right thing, yeah. And the team is pretty sexy, but we're all a few minutes away from revealing that James Dolan is creepily sitting there watching.
Also, I believe he and Isaiah Thomas have paid people to reenact that at Madison Square Garden before. Like, there's still pending litigation about that incident. Okay, my next team is the Oklahoma City Thunder with general manager Sam Presti. I have Basic Instinct because he's like creative and breaking boundaries, and it all ends with someone stabbing him in the back. No snakes allowed.
All right, John Hammond with the Orlando Magic.
Okay.
So we learned when he was with the Bucks that he's obsessed with length.
Uh-huh.
And this is the Orlando Magic, so we know they're super depressing. Uh-huh. And when you combine those two things, John Hammond is very clearly Michael Fassbender's dick in the movie Shame.
Yeah, and you look at the Orlando Magic, and you're like, they have a problem. Like, they do feel like they would have a lot of shame in their organization too.
All right, Sean, who you got next?
The Phoenix Suns. I have James Jones. I have the staircase scene from A History of Violence. Because James Jones is there, and he looks at this team and is like, I don't even know who you are anymore in this roster. He's like, I'm just going to fuck it up, and I don't care who gets hurt.
We're going back-to-back Cronenberg.
Oh.
Because my next one is Elton Brand of the 76ers.
Uh-huh.
And he is David Cronenberg's Crash. Oh. Because trading for Jimmy Butler during what was happening in Minnesota is exactly like getting horny and fucking during a car crash.
Yeah.
Also, he's history like, oh, of Jimmy... leg injuries.
Yeah. Oh my god. Just get him in there and like, oh, can I lick that scar? Also, I kind of feel like having sex with Joel Embiid almost represents like another Cronenberg thing, like Videodrome, where he's like so online, he's almost just becoming a computer.
And Rihanna also, I would see him, be Debbie Harry in this situation too.
Well, I could see him like legitimately being into Debbie Harry too, just being I got a crush on a pop star.
That's who he was talking about this whole time.
Yeah, Debbie Harry promised rapping.
Debbie Harry promised me a date if I became an all-star.
Yeah. Well, I'll do Portland, the Portland Trailblazers. So Neil O'Shea is Indecent Proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just thrown $40 million in cash onto a bed, and a naked Myers Leonard is just rolling around in it. And the whole time people are asking Neil O'Shea, like, are you sure you want to do this? Isn't this going to ruin your life? And he's like, you only get one chance.
Um. So my next one is I have Masai Ujiri of the Raptors.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he is any of the sex scenes from HBO's Girls because fuck Brooklyn.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, just like basically. Yeah, like trading for Kawhi Leonard at the point he did in the offseason is like surprise ass eating. Okay, Sacramento, I have Vlade Divac, and I think he's Jason Biggs in American Pie. And I actually think he's like in the scene with Shannon Elizabeth. And he's like, he has like a very elaborate plan, but it's also like really not very ethical, like the way he signed Yogi Ferrell and Bielisa. But also he's like, he's premature about the team. He just really wants to make the playoffs so bad. And he's like, ah, but before this season, he was Jason Biggs in American Pie, just fucking the pie. That was the like give up two first round picks to take Nick Stauskas.
I just realized I forgot to do one, Sean.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I also have Sean Marks of the Brooklyn Nets.
Uh-huh.
And he is the sex scene at the end of Munich.
Oh god.
Because he's unsettling. Australian and this shit is fucking depressing still. I don't care what people say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just not as terrible. It's still really bad. My next one is R.C. Buford of the San Antonio mm-hmm. Spurs. And I have the sex scene from Avatar.
There was a sex scene in Avatar. Oh, yeah, there was.
When they plug their tails into each other and there's a magical tree. And you're like, this doesn't really make any sense, but I guess you just get rejuvenated by being near a magical river. And that's kind of like the Spurs. And also Greg Popovich seems like he'd be like the military guy in the helicopter shooting at dinosaurs.
All right. So you have one left, right?
I have one left.
All right. So it's me then to close it out. Ernie Grunfeld and the Washington Wizards.
Uh-huh.
To me, this was the first one I thought of.
Okay.
He is the sex scene from Team America World Police.
Oh, yes, he is.
Because his tenure with the Wizards has gone on so long that it's gone from funny to tedious to gross, and now it's back to funny again.
Okay, so I have Utah Jazz general manager Dennis Lindsay.
Oh yeah,
and I have the sex scene from Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, where like the team's kind of violent. Only Mormons think it's hot. And he's like ready to knock down a house. Like that was after Gordon Hayward left. It's like we're gonna knock down the house. And also, the result is a demon baby who grows up really fast, and I feel like that's Donovan Mitchell.
All right, Sean, I guess we're doing a short episode today. We blew through these.
I mean, yeah.
But I mean, look, I very much want our only episode, the only thing in this episode to be this. That is how important this is to me.
Yeah, it's this a standalone episode.
This is... When I die, I want this in my fucking eulogy. Like,
you know what's really amazing to me? What? We didn't really duplicate anything.
No. we had no duplicates.
And we picked like 34 different terrible sex scenes. Yeah, right, so
what do you want to plug?
You should come see me at the Punchline December 20th through the 22nd. Also at Rooster Tea Feathers the second weekend in January. And follow me on Twitter at Sean Keane.
And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, We're on 10, 21, 15. I tweeted, I lost my tortoise. Devastated.
Frankie's never done a love scene.
No. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
Shut it down. Let's, shut it down. Send us what you think NBA GM sex scenes would be.
There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.